me already. I was hardly ready to come up here and do this, but it's great to be able to welcome you to University United Methodist Church. I don't know why you're here, but I'm glad you're here. And I trust that as you worship with us this day, you'll find answers to what brought you here to this church this morning. I don't know if anybody's here for the first time. If you are, there are red folders back there or out this way that tell you something more about our church. We would like to remind, restrooms. There's some out this way and some that way and down the stairs. Those that like rocking chairs can find a rocking chair back there, either because you'd like one or because you have someone young you'd like to be. I don't see any babies, do I? So I guess that can't be the reason. But anyway, it's good to see all of you. And I want to remind you especially to stay after the service. We're having a special potluck meal downstairs. And if you got a late start like me, you didn't get a chance to bring a dish to share. So I promise not to eat anything at the meal. But all the rest of you who didn't bring a dish to share can eat. So don't hesitate to stay when we share some words about the ministry, about the life of our church. You'll be hearing different things from a variety of some persons. I may even have something to say. And I know we'll hear more about church and society. But so stay for the potluck right after worship. Probably we're all pretty much aware that Jim Wiggins died. And Jim's service will be on March the 4th at 11 o'clock here at our church. Some of you may already be here for that workshop on welcoming visitors to worship that runs from 9 to 1. Some of us who will be here and will be dropping from that to come in for Jim's service at 11, but you're invited to come to either or both of these. Latin worship, you'll be hearing more about that, so I guess I don't need to say anything there, right? And Ash Wednesday, 6:30, we have a good service planned, one that will help you begin your Lent on a very good mode. And then our next study starts, Renegade Gospel, The Rebel Jesus. And the bulletin is very good today about listing the times of all these events. So be sure to keep this, take it home, and let it be a reminder of what you will be doing. And again, it's good to see all of you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and welcome. So I have one breaking news announcement, which is a change from what Dean just said, which is that the workshop, the live stream workshop about welcoming visitors, is actually going to be at the Irwin First Church on the corner of Westcott and Euclid, so that everything can happen smoothly in both locations. So please come to that if you're available. I know that I personally asked if it would be recorded because I want to be at both. I will absolutely be here at Jim's memorial service, but I also am very interested in this topic. So it will be recorded, so if you aren't able to stay for that because you want to come to the service here, it's going to be recorded and we'll show it at another time. So just a quick adjustment to the announcements. Well, welcome again. Millions of people suffer from some sort of anxiety, depression, disorder. If you do not, chances are you are close to someone who does. Winter can be a time of SAD, seasonal affective disorder, when the lack of sunlight sometimes affects our moods and ability to cope effectively. But spiritual affective disorder can also be a factor as we lead lives that are too crowded, busy, overcommitted, sometimes disturbing and uncertain. At the turn of this new year, we have been exploring everyday life activities that can become spiritual practices, deepening our experience of a meaningful life and make us more lighthearted. The last Sunday today of our series is a time when we will remember a mystical moment some of the disciples had with Jesus when he was joined with spiritual ancestors, Moses and Elijah, on the mountain, and God's voice affirming Jesus' work as pleasing. For weeks, we have considered the everyday activities of our lives as a way to be nurtured spiritually. Finally, we will see opportunities to encourage each other in the efforts of each day and our lives. Get up and don't be afraid. So today, I asked Dean to talk with us for a moment because he has had some great experiences in the last few months as we've been going through this series of SAD, Spiritual Affective Disorder, and we didn't get you a mic, did we? And so, yeah, hold on, I'll get you one. And so Dean has been sharing little by little with me some things that have really touched his heart and have really sparked some new spiritual practices. So put it really close to your mouth.
When you said something about get up and don't be afraid, I was almost ready to jump up respond to your command. My time at University Church, closer. All right. My time at University Church began back in the fall of 2011, before you were here. It was the time when Carol and I both had retired from ministry, and we were now turned loose by the bishop. We could go to church where we wanted to, and we had to choose a church that might become our home church. And I said to Carol one day, let's try university. Strange thing happened. You know, I was not here long, sitting in my seat over there near the front, when something said to me, this is where you are meant to be. Now, my wife almost responded more quickly because she loves to sing, even as she is a resident of a nursing home for almost 5 years, but she still loves singing. But something said to me, and I wasn't quite sure what it was, but this is where you're meant to be. And we stayed. And I'm still here over 5 years later, but they've been years of change. And I began to get more involved. The first thing was a welcomer. Back in the days when you got to talk after the sermon as well as earlier on, and you could piggyback announcements onto the sermon if you listened carefully to Craig. And that I kind of enjoy doing. But then, again, as I said, I really wasn't sure what that was that kept me coming here. But sad. And you know, I like to take a word that rhymes, is the sense in which sad makes you glad. So I began to get more involved, study groups, and great, the community kitchen on Fridays, great experience. The Sunday morning breakfast, the second and fourth Sunday. And that event down at the Federal Building, all of those became a part of my life as I was continuing to grow here. But I finally decided or discovered what it was that was speaking to me then. And it happened when I came out for the prayer walk. Now, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and I won't go off on the sidetrack about my two visits with the bishop as he was coming in, which I'd like to really share, but I'm going to keep going. We picked up these little cards and turned them over, and the card suggested something that we might do as we were doing our prayer walk around the sanctuary and other parts of the building. So I got this particular one, turned it over. I forget the first couple words. It was either be grateful for or pray for or thankful for a caring person in your life. And I began to think about that, and I don't know what it was, but something caused me to pause at the back of the sanctuary, to stand there at the back, and to look out over the empty pews. And I began to think about the persons who are there each Sunday. And I thought of those whom I had come to know fairly well, for we had begun to share something of who and what we were and of our lives and began to care for each other. And then as I thought about the persons, there were some that I sort of knew. I knew their names. I recognized them. I may have been involved with them. And then there were those that I hardly knew at all yet. But I said to myself, even though they may not recognize it, they are all caring persons in my life. And what I was sensing back 5 years before was this sense of caring that you have for each other that I believe pervades this sacred space, that one can't help not sensing it when one is here and one is in this place. And so I'm grateful to every one of you, and I still pause as I keep walking. I haven't stopped. I find I can come in during the week and have a walk, and I can pause again and look out over the empty pews and be thinking of all of you. And I've begun to also, and now I'm going to jump ahead, because in Lent we have so many things that are going to give us opportunities for growth and service and ministry. And it will be a time that may call forth from us the need to hear that voice from the Transfiguration Sunday, that moment when Jesus said, "Get up and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to grow. Do not be afraid to change. Do not be afraid to take on new ministries and new ways of service." And so may that be my experience and yours as we move from Ash Wednesday on through Lent and hear again and can share with each other those words, "Get up and do not be afraid." Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah, thanks, Dean. Yeah, thank you, Dean. Thank you for sharing that. And he does. He comes in every day now, and he walks the sanctuary or into the gathering room. Well, so before we get going on what the rest of our time together, I'd like to talk about what's to come, which is our Lenten study. And so there's a video that I'd like you to see so that you can get just a little hint as to what is coming in the next 6 or 7 weeks. Roll down Justice.
Lent is intended to be a time set apart in the year-long calendar to remind ourselves who we are called to be and what we are called to do as followers of Jesus in this world. This year, our Lenten travels will flow with the call from Amos. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. As Amos brashly proclaims, worship without justice is not acceptable, is not worship. Instead, our prayers, songs, and praise must move us to action on behalf of the oppressed and marginalized. This Lent, using the powerful and justice-filled music of Mark Miller and embracing the promises of our baptism, which is the origin of Lent, we will reflect and renew our commitment to let our voices be tuned to the heart of the gospel, proclaiming God's love for all. What prejudices and presumptions are we challenged to give up as a Lenten practice of fasting and abstinence? How are we willing to give of ourselves for the sake of God's justice in the world? Ash Wednesday to Easter morning, let justice roll down this Lent.
Let us continue in worship singing, "Lord Jesus Christ, Your Light Shines."
Lord Jesus Christ, Your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love.
Good morning, everyone. Please rise if you are able and join me in the call to worship. May our brief, fragile lives build on the work of those who went before us. Let it all happen. No time is final. May we create a sustainable foundation for those who follow us. Let it all happen. No age is final. May we stretch our consciousness with open minds and a sense of humble curiosity. Let it all happen. No belief is final. May we have courage in uncertain times.
Let it all happen.
No mood is final. May we recognize new beginnings in what seem to be endings.
Let it all happen.
No feeling is final. We are the Holy Spirit becoming conscious. Let it all happen. Breathe deeply and live now. Please remain standing and join in singing, "This is the day the Lord has made." Dale will give us some instructions.
And to help us sing it with spirit, we're going to sing, the left side will sing and the right side will sing, and just follow the instructions above. From here over is the right side.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
That the Lord hath made.
Let us rejoice. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
We have a tradition of greeting one another by shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors today, saying, get up and don't be afraid.
Good morning again. Would the children like to come forward? Anyone who'd like to come and talk with us, come on up and we'll start to sing our song.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to see all of you today. I'm wondering what, if you can think back, so since Christmas, all the things that have happened here, what was something that you remember and one of your favorite things? So we've done a few things since Christmas at children's time. What would be one of your things that you remember or that is your favorite? Yes. When we put the thing out, we put the stones out, your favorite part was building the altar? Yeah, I like that too. Anything else? Any other favorite parts or times or something you remember? Well, another thing that I liked was talking about our favorite songs that get us going. That was one of my favorites. Do you remember when we watched a little bit of the Troll movie that rolls in my head? And we talked about songs that lifted our mood or maybe calmed us down if we were having a hard time. That was one of my favorite. Anything else you remember that you want to mention? Well, today is Get Up and Don't Be Afraid. Has anyone ever, well, you guys might not have ever been afraid, but I've been afraid before. Has anyone here ever been afraid? Never, right? What? What? Freddy's? Something you're frightened of? Is that a show or a movie? It's a show that scares. Five Nights in Freddy's? It's what? It's a scary game. Oh, okay. Oh, it's about a pizza shop. Okay, all right. See, learn and think new things. Oh, wow. Okay, so when we get afraid, what do you think we can do? What's some things that we stand up? Yep, what else? If we get afraid, what else might we be able to do? And what yourself? And believe in yourself, yes. And one of the ways we can believe in ourselves is to believe in God and believe in the power that God can comfort us. And so sometimes if we're afraid, we can get up, because sometimes you have to get out of the situation. Like if you're afraid of a game or a movie or a TV show, you can just walk out of that room and kind of settle yourself. But also you can have a prayer and talk with God. And, you know, the Bible tells us over and over to not be afraid. And sometimes what I'm afraid about is what other people might think of me if I say something, because I might say it wrong or I might say something that someone doesn't want to hear. And that makes me nervous sometimes. Yes.
If you're afraid, you might can, like, if you have a friend,
mm-hmm.
and you might can go somewhere where nobody really goes and maybe talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're saying sometimes you can rely on a friend and have a conversation with a friend. Oh, that's a great idea. Yes. Friends are wonderful like that, right? Yeah. And sometimes friends can even help us when we're afraid to speak up. Like you and I might think that someone isn't being treated right, and maybe together we'll be a little more brave and be able to say, hey, don't treat that person like that. Be nice. Right? And sometimes we can talk together, we can do things. So, and you and I can sometimes too, right? So, will you pray with me? Let's pray to get up and do not be afraid. All right, will you pray with me? Oh, God of mercy and of grace, Please be with us so that we are not afraid, so that we are able to get up and not be afraid. We ask this so that we can be your voice when someone might be hurting, when someone might not be treated right, and so that we know that when we're in a scary situation, that it's okay to walk away. Please be with us today and every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for talking with me today. And you can go sit with whoever brought you, your family, your whoever. So I would like to invite our folks who would like to join our church to come forward. We have five. Okay. I'm just going to say that one person up here has his name tag on. Thank you for following the rules. First time? All right, so Barb Nunn and Gwen Tillapafe are up here. They are our lay leaders, and so they're going to help me with all of this. So let's start down here, and we'll move our way this way. So the first thing we're going to do is just introduce everyone, and then we're going to do start with the laying of hands. So what do we have? All right, so we have Jason. Say your last name for me.
Naradzi.
Naradzi? Yes. All right, thank you. And so Jason came to us over the summer, right, and has been here ever since. And he volunteers at the pantry and in breakfasts and unloads trucks and uses his muscles and all that. And this is Willie Kern. I met him and his wife outside by my car. Right, Shirley? And so Willie has been coming ever since. He pops in quite often. And he loves the music and the spirit here, right? Among other things. And this is Mark. You've been coming since what, late summer, right?
2011.
Oh, okay. Well, and you have been coming and volunteering and been all over the place. Oh, and I forgot to say, Willie has volunteered to drive our van, so I'm very happy about that. Oh! So, but Mark volunteers at pantry. He uses his muscles unloading the truck, and have you helped out at breakfast? I only come to eat, okay, good, thank you. All right. And then we have Barb and Del Gilbreth, and they are from the former James Street United Methodist Church, and we're so glad that you have been joining us since July. Someone told me, oh, it hasn't been that, I said something about, oh, you haven't been in the hot sanctuary yet, and they said, oh, yes, we have. Right? You remember the hot sanctuary in the summer? Yes, absolutely, he says. So Del has been around, well, not here, but he's been working his tail off at James Street for about 50 years, right? 55 years? So he's grateful to have the rest, right? You're grateful to be able to come and worship. And Barb immediately joined our choir, which we are so grateful for, and has filled up the choir with her voice. So thank you for that. All right, so here we go. When we join the church through baptism, transfer of membership, or reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So come on over. Well, we'll start down here with Jason. All right. And we're going to lay hands. Jason, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Willie, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Mark, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Barb, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Holy Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Del, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through the water and the Holy Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, this is where you have a, you see up there, you're either going to say we will or we do, okay? As new members of this congregation, will you participate in its ministry? Will you support it with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? And to all of you in the congregation, members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Please welcome them. Welcome. And the congregation says, we give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and in peace. Amen. Well, welcome all of you. Let's welcome them again. Oh, I forgot the book, but I'm not going to let them escape without signing the book. So I'll go get it in a moment.
Let us join our hearts as we enter a time of prayer. If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your yellow or purple slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. As we pass in our prayers, let us remain seated and sing In God's Time.
In God's time, in God's time, God makes all things beautiful. In God's time, Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. In your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time.
Let us lift up the names of places in the world that need our prayers. What are some? Canada, yes. Florida and the White House. Chicago, yes. Washington, D.C. South Carolina. Tennessee. California. Kansas. New Orleans, China, Syracuse, Tokyo, North Dakota. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we enter into a time of prayer. Let's join our hearts and join our minds.
And let's take a moment of silent prayer. And then we'll pray together in the prayers of the people. And then finally, let's join together in the Lord's Prayer. And I encourage you to say this in whatever way you would like to say it, whatever language you would like to say it in, however you feel most comfortable and most close to God. Let's take a moment of silent prayer. Holy God, you are with us in the good times, as we celebrate, as we love, as we join together in family and community. You're with us when we're having struggles and hard times, tears and anger and screaming and gut-wrenching, crying. And you're with us, well, just always with us. God, you taught us to pray. Teach us to pray thoughtfully. In all situations of suffering, loss, or uncertainty, whether caused by natural disasters, accidents, or human malice, there are people, brave people, scared people, who must cope in such times. We pray for all of these people and for all emergency responders who thoughtfully and compassionately provide assistance in whatever situations arise. Lord, you taught us to pray. Teach us to pray thoughtfully. Amen. And will you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Creator God, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning. This morning, our scripture is from Exodus 24, 12 to 18. I'm reading from the NRSV translation. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountains and wait here, and I will give you the tablets of stone. with the law and the commitment which I have written for instruction. So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called Moses out of the cloud. Now, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Our second scripture this morning comes from Gospel Matthew 17, 5 through 7. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud of a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." This is the word of the Lord of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. Well, I'd like to take a moment to look back at some of the things that we've talked about in the last 6 weeks. Our first week, we talked about, thank you. Our first week, we talked about flip the switch and the power of prayer. And remember, we gave a candle to anyone who would like it, and they were able to light the candle and pray at home or wherever they felt they would like to pray. And then the second week, we talked about soothing the savage, and we talked about with music and how music can calm us down or lift us up. And then we had a week where we were called to lighten up with laughter, and we sure did. Danny had us laughing pretty hard that week, right? And then we talked about make my day with kind acts. And the next week, we were called to create an altar because anywhere can be sacred. And then walk this way. And we had our prayer walk after worship, and we walked through the sanctuary and up on the second and third floor, and then we walked throughout the week around the sanctuary and I think up in the piano loft, but I don't remember. And that's one of the things that Dean talked about. And then last week we talked about leave room for dessert, remaining open so that more can come and so that we're open for more to come. And we were asked to glean. And it looks like some folks did. Look at all this stuff up here that was given to our clothing closet, our food pantry, and professional closet. I'm looking to see what else is in there. So there's a lot of really great things up here. Now, if you forgot, it's okay. You can bring things in anytime. We'll take them anytime. And I mentioned bringing in pet food. And I cannot tell you how many people emailed me about this. How they would love to, in addition to have people food in our pantry, have pet food. And so Galen and I have talked about this, and it seems as though that's one of the things that we're going to work on. And it really is just about getting it organized more than anything. We're all for it. We just want to do it in a systematic way. So we that surprised me how many emails I got about having a pet food pantry. And so today, we are talking about get up and do not be afraid. I'd like to just look at our text for a moment in Matthew. So this Gospel of Matthew comes from a time around 80 or 90 AD, and it It was written in a community, or for a community, that was living among tension. It was written in Antioch, which at the time was the Roman capital in Syria. And so the tension of living as a Jew and a Christ follower among folks who are Jewish, but maybe not be a Christ follower, and also living in the culture of the Roman Empire. So they were living in a world of tension between all these different parts and pieces around them. And this is evident because the author of Matthew continues to say their synagogue, which means that this community of Jews that are Christ followers are having some tensions with the other Jewish communities in the area. And they're finding that they are marginalized during this period of time. So I find it interesting that in Matthew, Jesus is seen as many things, including a teacher. And you can see that this is a community that really values the Jewish traditions because the author of the Gospel of Matthew does a couple of things. One is, has this link between Moses and Elijah, as we saw in this text. And also, the five sermons that are in Matthew, the hearers of the time would have also put that together with the five books of Moses. So there's a lot of clues in this text as to where they're coming from. And wow, what can you imagine this transfiguration, this seeing Jesus in a new way? And hearing God's voice saying, I am well pleased. I don't know about you, but I live for that. I live to hear that. I live to hear that from God. I am well pleased. So, I have a little map here for you of Antioch in Syria, where this book was most likely written, according to many scholars. So this term, get up and do not be afraid. Well, this is seen, do not be afraid, is seen at least four times just in the book of Matthew. So in Matthew 8, verses 26, why are you afraid, you of little faith? Matthew 14, 26 and 27, but when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And then Matthew 28, 8 through 10. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So how many times do you think we are told in the Bible not to be afraid? Any guesses? How many times? All right, I heard 110. What was this over here? Hundreds. All right. Well, this is what I found when I Googled it. The King James Version includes 29 instances of the phrase, do not be afraid. The New American Standard Bible includes the phrases, do not fear 57 times, and do not be afraid 46 times. And some argue that fear not and similar phrases are present in the Bible about 365 times. Wow. Well, things haven't changed much, have they? Because us as human beings, even though we're hearing this in our Bible 365 times, are still living in fear. We still have some little thing in us that's holding us back, some sort of fear that might be making us act in fear. We might live in fear because we're afraid of what others might think. We might live in fear because we're afraid to speak up because harm might come to us. We might be holding back because, oh, if I try that, I might fail. We live in this fear, even though we're told, do not be afraid. And so we can go to these spiritual practices we've been working on these 6 or 7 weeks and others that we haven't talked about yet. We can go to our spiritual practices of prayer and music and all kinds of things to lift ourselves up and through this fear. Because you know what? We have a lot of work to do. We have so much work to do. As our culture changes around us, we seem to be living in this tension as well, as our brothers and sisters in the Gospel of Matthew have felt. We still have this. Our culture around us is saying one thing, and we're living in this tension as how to be Christians in this space and this time. And how do we be Christians when other Christians are saying other things? So we are, in my opinion, we are living in this tension just as the faith community did in the book of Matthew. And so we're not alone in this. We're not alone in this fear, because we have each other. We have all of us here. And we have even our new members here to boost us up and help us live not in fear. And we can do the same for them. So we have each other, and of course we always have God to count on as we wrestle or struggle with some fear. But we are not alone. So as we get up and are not afraid, I'd like to look at two things. This is from King James. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." So I'd like to talk about two things when it comes to this phrase, get up and do not be afraid. The first is our homework. We've had homework every week during this SAD, spiritual affective disorder. And so this week, what I'd like to do is have you encourage folks around you. If you can post on our Facebook page or talk to one another or your friends and family in or out of this church, share with them things that keep you inspired and things that keep you hopeful. So this might be some scripture, it might be a prayer, it might be a poem, it might be an image, but please share that with one another. Help one another so that we can get up and not be afraid. And then the next thing is to think about our Lenten theme of justice, which comes from Amos chapter 5, verse 24, let justice roll down like waters. How many times are we told to not be afraid in the Bible? How many? 365. So we need to get up and not be afraid. It's right there in Scripture. Get up and do not be afraid. Let's finally listen to this. Let's listen. Let's get up and not be afraid. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Let's get up and do not be afraid until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amen. So I'd like to introduce our next hymn, God is So Good. Do we have any special instructions, Dale?
We're going to sing this probably 8 times through. Just remain seated, and we can begin.
God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God's so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God's so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God's so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, God's so good to me.
As we enter our time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to put your attendance slips into the plate as the ushers come down the aisle. Some of you may have already passed them in with your prayers. That's fine. But don't the rest of you forget. Please put them in. I'd like our first-time visitors to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guests. We are very thankful that you are here. But we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Join in the prayer of dedication. Compassionate God, your grace is far greater than we can describe. Please help us to listen closely to your word and spirit. Soften our hearts so that our church's witness may contribute to more people drawing near to you in faith. We commit ourselves anew to you through our prayers, presence, our gifts, and our service. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing and join in singing, "I'm Going to Live So God Can Use Me."
So we're going to take just a minute.
Yep. So I don't have to say this later. As you're standing, you can think about how yummy it's going to be at the potluck later. So please, after worship, just file down the stairs, and you can join us in the fellowship hall. We'll eat, and then we'll have a presentation about what is yet to come in this place. And poor Dennis went up one stairwell, and I think the door was locked. Right, Dennis? Yes, he said yes. And so, but please, you know, please join us. I'm hoping this will only take about an hour to maybe an hour and a half at the most, depending on how long it takes to get through the potluck line and start the presentation. So are we ready? All right. So let's sing together.
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna pray, Lord, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live, pray so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna sing so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live.
Our human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle, the tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals. May God grant you the passion and energy to make something happen for justice in your life, in our fellowship, in this town, in this country, and in God's whole precious creation. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.